All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here. Let me go ahead and shut the fuck up and introduce you to Being a Dick. Let's go. All right.
Now, one day I'm going to walk, meet love, and my life is going to look like one of these girls.
Yeah, maybe.
Hey, have you ever done any, modeling for Being a Dick? What?
Well, these characters are all made in Daz 3D, which is still a...
I mean, yeah. There's people that
look like them.
Someone that looks like them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. All right, so let's get familiar with what we need to do. Snoop around for the binder. And that is... Oh, we have the...
Pills and more pills.
We have the Tybalt's girlfriend.
You know who that is. Who he thinks is his girlfriend.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be... Like the unlockable lock.
Unless it's something like a watermelon. I bet. Watermelon.
You know what? There should be a fruit. Grim, sit down. It's time to eat.
Where's the watermelon?
I had no luck finding the key. Me neither. The office key? Yeah, the office door is locked. He has a keychain with keys to the house. It should have a tag that says house keys on it. It's one of those. Okay, and where is it? Most likely in the garage. There's a combination lock on the locker on the wall. The code is 0505, our birthday. Got it. Dinner smells delicious. Your father has outdone himself again. Yeah, he sure has. Everything for you, love. Who won? I haven't watched the game yet. I put it on pause to prepare the feast. But you love watching the game on Thanksgiving. I'll watch it later tonight. If anyone knows who won, spare me the spoilers, haha. Oh, another fresh face. Who is this? Mom, this is my close friend, Sage. Hi, Helen, is it? You have a lovely home. Sage, what a pretty name. Almost as pretty as you. Oh, thanks. Love, do you want to say the prayers? I don't do that anymore, you know that.
What?
Still, I wanted to check. Do you mind if I say them? Oh, our Heavenly Father, we are thy thankful for our food and drinks. And we're especially thankful on this day, which we may share in the company of family and friends. Thank you. Please, everyone, dig in. Hey, isn't there supposed to be like an amen?
That close to death, I'd be saying my prayers.
Yeah? The food looks delicious. Your father is
a lot healthier for a dying lady.
Yeah, your father has spent most of today ensuring we have this great meal. I remember when we were young and he struggled so hard in the kitchen. Haha.
Of course, we see a lot of meth heads around here, so that looks
He healthy. Once made fish sticks using the... That's true. Using the bread toaster. Do you remember that, Maya? Yes, I do. They came out all burnt. Aha, all burnt. We had to open the windows because it smelt so bad. It also set off the fire alarms and the neighbors came running. You've always been the cook in the family. Everything I've learned comes from you. You're doing great, love. Your father is so good these days. He cooks, cleans, and works. I do the laundry, of course. That's my job. Ha ha. And I don't dare touch it. Aha, you better not. I'm sorry about Mom. She gets amped up after she takes morphine. It's hard to get a word in. She's sweet, though. I can see where you get it from.
Oh!
That's what she says.
Honey, don't forget to eat. Oh, right, eat. I should eat when I've taken my medication or I'll get sick. It's the weirdest thing. I have an idea. How about we go around the table and say what we're thankful for? It's a nice tradition, right? I can start. I'm thankful for my family, how we stick together through thick and thin, and how we always care about each other. I'm thankful for you, Helen. Every day is a struggle for you, but you always manage, and it amazes me. You are the strongest person I'm blessed to know, and I don't know how you do it. I love you. Oh dear, that was beautiful. Or that was so beautiful, rather. This was so unexpected. It feels genuine. If he means those words, why is he treating Maya like shit? What are you thankful for, love? I, too, am thankful for my beautiful family. Having you home is the highlight of my day, week, or month. It's what I live for. What are you thankful for, Pumpkin? I don't know. Surely you're thankful for something. I'm thankful for my friends. And my family, of course. Me too, and I'm thankful for this dinner. What about you two? You notice that Derek has changed like 100% when he's around the family.
Yeah, I know that.
you know what?
I like to be around family. Same thing I do out in public.
That's
public
true.
Exposure.
That's true. You make a lovely couple, I might add. Actually, Grim is my boyfriend, Mom. Your boyfriend? Is it true? Yeah, it is. Patrick, did you hear what your daughter just shared with us? Isn't it wonderful? It certainly is something out of the ordinary.
I'll tell you something that made me think of. When I was in college, I worked for the professors.
Sure.
They were taking me by the house to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And called ahead, tell the daughter to get all dressed up so they run around their house and whatever. It's like, oh, well, no reason to get all dressed up for me. He did not think it was funny.
Lying to Mom like this doesn't feel good. Such a wonderful surprise. Now I have something else to be thankful for. But oh, how embarrassing. I must apologize to you for my comment. It's fine, haha. I'm not sure about what I'm thankful for today. Are you good?
Yeah.
Okay. It can be anything that comes to mind. Your family, or maybe something happened this last year that you're thankful for?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm thankful for finding new friends and being able to open up to them. It means a lot. Or it's meant a lot. Oh, how nice. I guess it's my turn. I'm thankful for the ones closest to me. And I'm thankful for my dad. He's guided and supported me throughout my life. I wouldn't be the one I am today without him. He lets me be me or end it there.
End it there.
And most importantly, he lets me be me.
Oh, well, he wasn't going to go with that.
He lets me make my own mistakes and accept my flaws. He doesn't impose his standards or wishes on me. That's what a parent should be like. Your father must be proud. He sounds like a beautiful person. Thank you. He is. Isn't your father lonely, spending Thanksgiving without you? Patrick.
Oh.
It was merely a question. I will celebrate it this weekend with him instead. He understood when I said I wanted to spend it with my girlfriend and meet her family.
End it there.
And once again, thanks for having me.
You heard that, motherfucker. You see, he's looking over. You heard him. He had it coming.
I am full. What a great dinner. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Please bring some leftovers with you when you leave.
Yeah.
Thanks for the dinner. I need to use the restroom. Garage, here I come.
Vibrating dildo.
All right, don't forget, we can look at things now.
Hey, and it takes like an hour. The dad's like, is he blowing up her bathroom right now? Well, that's all grim.
Yeah, pretty fucking much.
Shit's eating sleep.
You can't do anything with the family, but you can.
Gotta find a watermelon.
Yeah, we're looking for everything, man.
I didn't see Jill. I thought she was over there.
Yes. Oh, we got a...
Which one is that one?
I don't know, but we're gonna look, because these rewards have been awesome so far. Oh, it's another sage pick. What?
Your dad has porn of Sage all throughout the house. You should be ashamed.
Right.
Who told you we're good friends?
Well, Sage is his daughter, so that's even
weirder. No, it's not his daughter. Mine's his daughter.
Boom!
Tibble's the watermelon.
Yeah, we did it. We did it.
Bing, bang. Unlock and lock, which that was the...
We didn't get that one yet, yeah.
It's in the garage, is the code key, 0505?
Yeah, I know.
Where are the pills? And more pills.
Yeah, you know what? I'll bet they're in her room.
Yeah. Can
closer? Probably not. What are you doing in my mother's room? Waiting. Go wait. I'll give you something to be thankful for.
Oh, shit.
I bet you'll pray afterwards. Or Deering.
I found the pills.
Where's the more pills? Probably on her walker now. It may have been a time-sensitive thing.
More pills. Flightless bird.
What's that?
Caution.
That bird flies, I guess.
Yep. It's a crow. Or a raven, it looks like. Or a magpie, maybe.
Perhaps.
All flying birds.
Perhaps.
You have to look for a penguin, an ostrich, an emu, a chicken. They kind of glide a little bit. You throw them off a building, they'll do something.
It's not her. What is that? There was something there I didn't see. I guess you can't really click on that, so yet.
Yep, penguin.
I'm looking for something. I bet it's over there on the other side. Oh, shit.
Where's more pills?
I don't know. Unless we can go into the... Do you see anything that might be a flightless bird? Like, I've hit everything over here. It's not in there. It's not in there. You know what? It could be in the,
There's some suppositories. Aren't those pills? I don't know what those are, suppositories. It just, I was guessing.
Yeah. Oh, well, the pills thing. Where's the pills thing, though? The thing with her...
Yeah, right over there. On the other side of the table.
Oh, shit. I'm in the garage again. This.
Taking a massive
shit, isn't he? The shit
of shits. Sure is taking a long time. Turkey must tear his stomach up.
Is that what that... Yeah, I guess they were having turkey. That'd be the weird chicken.
You know, actually, the turkey's a flightless bird. I say that. I've seen them...
Oh, man, we may have fucked up.
What?
Because we probably were supposed to hit that turkey.
Yeah.
And now the turkey's been... Hold on, is the kitchen...
Oh,
I doubt it. Because I'll bet the turkey's been served already, so... I mean, well, sure. Obviously...
See if you can get in the fridge if it ain't on the table or nothing.
Yeah, we'll check it. I have music like this when I actually sleep. This is Chill Hop.
Chill Hop?
Yeah. That's Chill Hop. That's literally what it's called. And it is excellent to sleep to.
I bet.
It puts me out. Like, it puts me out before I know I'm out. That is the funny thing about it.
Yeah.
If I don't play music, I have a hard time going to sleep. But if I play music like that, like, it's the next day. Like, what the fuck? I don't even remember going to sleep.
I remember blinking my eyes and opening my eyes up and it'd be morning.
Right.
And I'd be like, it is almost like I blinked and it was morning. And I'm like,
right. What? I've done that.
I have the power of space and time.
Right.
Yep. All right. Search.
I don't think I can go in the fridge.
But what's that closet? Is that a walk-in fridge? No, the rich bastards.
No, they won't. Doesn't seem like.
On that Taken Lee. No, it's not Lee. What's his name? It's the Bruce Lee. Law. His whole gimmick is, I hate rich people! Because he wants to be rich.
He'll be busy with dessert for a while. Now's your shot. I'll keep an eye open for him. Are you sure? Trust the dildo ass man. All right, let's go.
Trust the dildo. That.
All right. Pretty sure. So we know where to go.
Hey, not the flightless bird.
It's in the toilet.
All right. This must be where the keys are. The code to the padlock. 0505. Was it? Yes, it's open. Which key is it? There's only one key I can get, but I can try clicking other keys and see if there's something to email up. But
the only one it lights up.
Well, there's the unlockable unlock of the un.
The only one it highlights, it looked like.
Mm-hmm. Okay, time to get to the office unnoticed.
Leave it open. Don't you know about theft? Make it look as though nothing's happened. I've seen a million.
Well, movies. See, it's funny that they allow me to open this, you know, and I think that there would be something there, but I don't see nothing.
Oh, it's shut down. Well, because you have to get the keys.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
You already got the keys.
I got the keys.
Unlock.
Switch to the right set of keys. Nope, that's not it. What about this one? Vibration. Fuck, I need to hide.
Maya's room. Or Derek's.
There's nowhere to hide in here. Fuck. Maya's room, where the fuck do I hide?
Under the bed.
If he spots me, I won't be talking my way out of this easily. Fuck, that was too close. I should have gone with the bathroom. Don't panic. Okay, time to move, man. I can't believe a dildo is keeping me safe. I made it. Which key is it? No, not that one. Fucking hurry! Yes, it's this one. It's open. No, not now! If he notices the door is unlocked, it's over. Fuck, stop shaking. Hurry, the bathroom is this one, right? Phew. At least he won't question me going to the bathroom. Is he still out there? Derek hasn't sent me another signal yet, so he must be. Okay, I gotta do something. Pretend to flush and exit. There you are. You almost made me use the bathroom downstairs. Dessert is shortly. It'll be a minute. Fuck, I should have trusted my gut and waited. I can't stay upstairs now or I'll notice him snooping around. Did he catch you? Yeah, but it's fine. I got the keys. The next time I get an opportunity, I'll go for it. But the bad news is that I no longer have a cover to use the bathroom. Damn, that's bad. I'm getting nervous, Grim. Maybe we should call it off. We can't call it off now, Maya. We're this close. Hey, what's up with your mom? Grim, I'm sorry in advance. The effect of her meds is starting to subside, and it will be a few more hours until she can have some more. She might get angry, but it's not her. It's her illness. Maya, I'm so sorry. Don't be. I've lived like this my entire life. You get used to it. I feel helpless when it comes to Mom. There's nothing I can say or do to make it better for her. To you, it might seem as if I'm acting cold, brushing it off easily. Ugh. But the truth is that I have to do it, because it's the only way I can live a somewhat happy life. I think I understand. I hope you have some room left for dessert. Honey? No, I don't want any dessert. I'm feeling queasy. You should know that. That's fine. Have some water. No, I don't want water. Let me breathe for a moment, will you? Helen, are you okay? I'll be fine, dear. It's my illness. It has its ups and downs. Please, everyone, have cake. Yes, let's have some cake, and maybe after this it's time to call it a night. About that, Dad, can I borrow your car after dinner? I'd like to drive my friends back home. Yes, it's fine. I don't need it until Monday. You know where the car key is. Thanks. Hey, there's another thing to be thankful for. It's good that everyone has things to be thankful for. I'd be thankful for a day without meds. Helen, I haven't left the house in 3 months. I have no life. I have nothing. Being locked inside these four walls and half a home I cannot use because I cannot walk up the stairs.
And he says,
it's my prison, Patrick. Don't you get that? Helen, and my body is my prison, and I'm sweating again. Maybe you should get some rest. Yes, more rest every day. It's all I do. I sleep, I eat, I rest. Come, I'll help you get to bed. Do you want the wheelchair? I'll walk. Let me end the night with a single bit of dignity. Are you okay? Maya, Derek, I am so sorry. It's fine. This is why I don't talk to Mom about my problems. I don't want to put more burden on her. Besides, she can't help me. All she can do is get mad at Dad, and that won't help either of them. Mom needs Dad to survive, and Dad needs Mom, or he'll collapse. I told you this wasn't easy. I'm gonna check on Mom. She verbally attacks Dad, but usually holds it together when it's me or Derek. What about the contract? Should I go for it? Mom usually forces him to leave her alone. He'll be back soon. Give me the keys. I'm doing it. Sage, no. We gotta do it now. Thanks. That's Maya. Fuck, not like this. You're making it worse when you tell her to calm down. Don't you get that? Do you think I want to argue in front of everyone? Do you think I enjoy this? Dad, let go. You're hurting me. Hey, what's going on? Grim. It's fine, Grim. Do you see? Do I see? Do I see? This has taken the day of my graduation. I graduated magna cum laude. Do you see? Say, who is that man leaving our dorm? He's my dad, you see? He has a key to your dorm? I know.
Grabbing her arm every time.
Yeah. What the hell, Maya? Do you see it now?
I would
Dick try, move is to punch him. Neutral is confront, but you get the more of a dick affinity if you punch him.
You might want to save before we go with that.
Grim, no! Dad? Dad? You are not welcome in this house. You're leaving now. You're abusing your child. What the fuck is wrong with you? I'm not abusing my daughter. This is a family matter and it doesn't concern you. I'm not stupid. I know what I saw. You gripped her arm hard and she told you that you're hurting her. That's abuse, you fucking moron. You don't get to judge me. I told you already. It's time to leave. I'm not leaving without Maya. Come, Maya. Let's leave this abusive asshole. What's happening? We're leaving. Patrick's hitting Maya. Grim, he doesn't hit me. Fuck. Fuck. You knew about this? Grim, there's no way I could find the contract. There are too many binders in there. Thanksgiving is over. Derek, remove your friends from our home. Where are the house keys? They're missing. Oh, the house keys? Anyone? Here. I don't know what the hell you're up to. You guys whisper and act weird. But you don't borrow keys without asking first. It's my fault, Dad. I gave them to her. We used them to open the garage. Dad, doesn't have to be this way. Mom wouldn't want this. Your mother needs peace and quiet. Can you at least give her that? Please calm down for Mom's sake. I blew it. You didn't blow it, Grim. You tried your best. We were right there. If I just got more time, I could have... It's okay, Grim. It's okay. Maya, nothing about tonight was okay. It was horrible. Seeing how ill your mom is, seeing how Patrick treats you. I mean, what now? Can we find a way to try again? We have to, right? Is this the place? Yeah, we're here. Let's go. They'll want to hear what happened. Go ahead, you guys. I need a minute. Are you okay? I will be. I have to. We'll find another way to help her. I don't want to be a downer, but I don't think we will. Have some faith. My dad had faith. Look what it got him. It's fine, Grim. Grim, about before, I should have told you about Dad, but it was too hard. You should have told me that your dad is abusing Maya, and maybe you too. It's not like that. Dad's gotten a bit rough with us in the past, but he doesn't hit us. What I saw him do to Maya is stealth abuse, dude. not to mention the whole psychological abuse. I didn't expect you to understand this, but it's not been easy for him. He's basically raised us on his own. Mom did what she could, but Dad's been carrying this heavy burden all my life. Having to provide for us, taking care of Mom and us, he's pushing himself daily for his family. His beaker is almost always full, and at times it overflows. I know it doesn't justify his actions, but he's still our dad. And all I could do about it was to be there for Maya, always and ever. That's why I'm here today, Grim. What do you mean? I mean, that's why I'm in college. It's been cool to party and try to hook up with girls and all, but I'm really doing it for Maya. Wherever she goes, I'll follow. She doesn't know that's the reason, and it's fine. I think it's best if she doesn't know it, but it's what I want to do. I owe it to Mom, and I owe it to Dad, too. Even if Dad doesn't see it our way, I'm doing it for my family. Maybe someday he'll realize he's been wrong with how he treats Maya. Derek. No, don't touch me. I'm a slight graze away from bursting. And I'm not talking about my dick, haha.
Egum. He's alright.
Fuck you, I'm still doing it.
Maybe not from behind.
Zogs. Derek, you should do something for yourself, too. If college isn't what you want to do with your life, you shouldn't do it. You can still be there for Maya. And do what? I have no clue what I want to do with my life. You have to figure that one out for yourself. But I don't think Maya would want you to live your life just for her. And I think you know that, too, or else you would have told her about this. I just wanted her to be safe first. Then don't give up on her now. She needs you. Let's make sure she can be safe together. I love you, ass man. I love you too. What am I thankful for? I'm thankful for that Thanksgiving. It brought everyone a lot closer. Which is ironic, because it was also the worst Thanksgiving I've ever experienced. And that horrible holiday weekend was only just beginning.
What?
Hello.
Still a good picture. Oh, found the culprit.
I got to see, new sides of both Derek and Maya, and I understand them much better for it. Derek wanted his sister to be safe, and out of all the things he's ever told me, usually disgusting, this was the most beautiful thing he ever said. Who doesn't want someone they love to be safe? Who doesn't want to feel safe?
Uh-oh, the murderer.
Quinn! Yeah, it went okay, but listen. I'm on my way, but I think I'm being followed. Can you meet me up? Vinny? Hey, let me go! Help!
How'd I know something like that was gonna happen? I tell ya, I could be a detective.
That's it! That's the end of episode 10 of Being a Dick, guys. Thanks for joining us on Grimm's Uncanny Valley and Being a Dick. I didn't realize it was going to be this short. It was quite short, I think. But,
Wasn't it the party too, or was that broken up into...
No, that was the party. We did the party and
that
the...
Then
that was a pretty decently long episode. So we're done. And of course, episode 11 will be next year, I believe, because that's usually how he does it. Or probably at the end of this year. But, okay, so what's next, Grim? Fetish Locator. But next week. This, because it's AVN month, or another of our AVN months, we're going to be flip-flopping. AVN month this month, guess what? We're bringing you a brand new AVN every freaking Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
So, we've never played them. These are all new to us. So, we'll be bringing you Fetish Locator again, because we're going to go through our Fetish Locator games. Obviously, we want to get back to that. He's going to get his dick chopped off if he doesn't bang all these people. Remember that.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. No,
yeah. We gotta.
Nope. I tell you what. That's one thing I don't let no one get near unless, I'm like a animal at the zoo. Girl's gotta hold her hand out like, look, he's putting it in my hand.
All right. Dick's score was updated. Dick score 20. 19 dick choices. No choices other than that. Some chick actions. Perfect classes. Failed 3 classes.
You had to get him a hug, no?
Told Quinn you'd still help her if you told her that she peddled drugs. Bella discovered you cheated on your midterms and you promised you wouldn't do it again. You spent some quality time with Maya. You dated Nora, but after she found out you were a student in her class, she broke up with you at the BBQ party. You ate a mushroom and encouraged others to have one, too. Told Jacob it was cool for him to hook up with Zoe. You punched Patrick when he was being rough with Maya. You didn't steal the contract from Patrick at Thanksgiving. Oh, we still could have actually done that.
There was a possibility.
There was a possibility. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, it did have an option, go for it or not go for it.
Maybe.
I think.
I don't know.
It's
something that I definitely would like to see, like we could have.
Catch a break.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so that's it for now. We will see you guys next time with more. Thanks for being a part of Being a Dick Episode 10. This is the Grim Lord, and I'm out for Grim's Uncanny Valley with Being a Dick. See you next year, I think. I think it'll be next
later.
Year.
But probably see you sooner than that.
Oh, yeah. Well, see.
We'll see Being a Dick next year.
There'll be
next
more.
Next year? Surely not.
You've reached the end of this version. Please support it by being a supporter on Patreon like I am. Do that. Okay.
That cake looked like it probably pretty good.
It is.
Kids make everything look tastier.
Absolutely.